you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time, if I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and do we have something so very special for you today. Just to give you a little taste, a little glimpse of what you can expect, and then times that by 10 inside the 2023 Fueled by Faith Women's Conference that is coming up the end of September of this year. We decided to give you guys a fly on the wall listening clip, just a little bit, just a little taste of what happened last year. And before I play this clip for you and you guys can feel the Holy Spirit in it, I want to preface and give you kind of the lay of the land so you can just feel how powerful this was with all the events that led up to this. So last year at our first conference, we had it over the last weekend in September, and we had a little hurricane pop up right when we were supposed to start the event. So the event was Friday and Saturday, and Friday evening is really when the hurricane was whipping through. So we had to cancel
Friday and move everything to Saturday. So really jam-pack all of our speakers, all of the events, kind of even minus a few things that we had planned for Friday night, and mush it all into one conference on Saturday. And one of the things was Friday night, we had a particular speaker coming, and she was going to speak to us about the power of our dreams and give biblical backing and just come and pour in and over all of us. Well, with the events, we had to cancel Friday night, which moved her to open us really on Saturday morning. Now, also, we had a keynote speaker that was supposed to come on Saturday, and she was traveling all the way from the other side of North Carolina in the mountains, and she was not going to be able to make it. So God worked that out without me even knowing that our keynote wasn't going to be able to make it, to allow space for this other speaker that was speaking Friday night to come and speak Saturday morning and open us up. And did she open us up? So when it comes to Fueled by Faith and the women that are in this container, and really a pillar of this container is to allow a safe space for women to come as they are, to get what they need to fuel them for who they're becoming. And a lot of this requires us to be, one, radically honest and rigorously honest, not only with ourselves, but with other people, and vulnerable to what that means, but also able to receive and humbly receive. So to kick us off, Friday night was all about dreaming. It was supposed to be all about dreaming. And our speaker, Pastor Kalila Olakinola, came and she spoke about the power of dreams, but not just dreaming them, that there takes an action behind it. And in this clip, she is speaking over three bold women that came to the front of the room and spoke about their dream. And these aren't just like I dream of being an astronaut dream. These are tangible dreams that you and I don't voice. And just to give you an example, dreams of having your entire family join you at church, dreams of people you love coming to know Jesus, dreams of an illness that no longer takes hold of you, but propels you into a season of giving, or a calling of giving and providing for other people who may be struggling with that same disorder. Dreams of providing moms sources that are healthy and beneficial to our children, that are biblically based and sound. These are dreams that are big, that a lot of people don't talk about. And it's amazing when you put yourself in rooms of women who are hiding. I want to say secretly, but it's not secret. It's just that we don't want to voice these things. And so these women came to the front of the room and they spoke their dreams. And Kalila, Pastor Kalila Olakinola, came up and just poured over them. And I want you to listen clearly. I want you to repeat if you need to, because I know you have a dream. I know that you have, maybe you don't know clearly what that dream is, but maybe you have a dream to figure that dream out. And I want you to be encouraged that God is with you in this season, in the figuring it out, the waiting for Him to reveal it to you. Wherever you're at in that season, He is with you. But I hope that this message not only encourages you to dream, but encourages you to walk out your dream. You will hear at the end of this, Pastor Kalila saying, It's because you came to Fueled by Faith and you made an announcement. When it comes to our dreams, they will stay dreams until we take action and we announce it. Nothing happens if nothing happens. So, sister, if you are ready for that family member to come to church, if you are ready for that diagnosis to no longer claim you, if you are ready for that business to take off in Jesus' name, today's not the day to just dream it. Today's the day to announce it. And it's not just today that you announce it. It's day by day, moment by moment, that you are announcing your dream of what God is doing for you and that you're providing it. So it's not just, oh, I hope that my family member comes to church, or I'm praying for my family member to come to church. It's, I declare the day will come that I will walk into those doors and my family, all of us, will be linked arms together, walking through that door in Jesus' name. I am a woman of God that is building a business on His foundation, and it will thrive and it will pour into women and it will leave a legacy beyond legacies, but it will be in Jesus' name that it occurs and that He is glorified in it, through it, beyond it, all things. When we walk it out, that fuels us. When we announce it daily or moment by moment, that diagnosis has no claim, that Jesus has His claim on you and He has already won the victory. And when we walk it on that, you can also hear the energy shift in my voice, because when we walk in that authority, the power is ours. And it's because of the blood that has shed for us that we have the authority to do that and walk it out and have the announcement in Jesus' name. So I encourage you to listen to this clip and be encouraged. I'll be back in a minute with more announcements for Fueled by Faith.
We touch and agree with you. The prophet spoke the word of the Lord, and we declare and decree that it's expedient. You will not tarry through another season alone, but that your family will walk into church. And not just walk into church, their name would be written in the book in the name of Jesus. They would be saved. They would be sanctified. They would be set free. And it's going to be because today you showed up and through my faith and you made an announcement. You made an announcement. You made an announcement that your husband is coming, because Jesus said, I'm the queen for four to bind you together. And since you made the announcement, I was already attached to you. But this is a new type of attachment. And so when you wake up in the morning, you realize that you are an atmosphere shifter. You declare and decree your household. You say, today is the day. Like, you don't have to keep going back to God saying, do it, do it, do it. He told Daniel, I heard you the first time when you prayed. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's just caught up. Remember, he said, the prince of the air came to fight. And so Michael came and took over. That's the ship change. When one angel takes over the ship, another one can come give you the word. My God, and the word of the Lord today is that you made the announcement. Glory to God. You keep operating in your assignment, and God is going to do the rest. Yes. Dreams. Dreams. Your dreams. There was a 12 stalk, and the family didn't realize it was them.
Yes.
That's why you have to be filled by faith.
Yes.
Because if you can't believe, God says without faith it's impossible to please God.
Right.
If you can't believe what God has put in your heart and in your hand, it's impossible for Him to manifest.
Jesus.
It's impossible for Him to allow you to operate in it. My assignment here today was to have you guys write down your dreams, to make sure you were activated, to empower you so that they become visions and you want them, but to also make sure you don't get stuck. And I'm gonna close with this. There was a woman that went through a season. I've never shared this, so I'm new. She went through a season, preaching, teaching, training, and out of the blue, her mom passed away. Last year, on October 1st. It's October 1st. 2 days before her mom passed away, her mom was like, you better go and do what you were supposed to do, blah, blah, blah. So she went.
time coming around, all these assignments, and then unexpectedly her friend gets killed violently. Then her dad gets sick and he passes away. And then the company that she works for closes out of the abruptly. Then October 1st is coming around again. So what do you tell somebody who's lost both parents within a year, lost their job, not the business, but lost their job that they were committed to, they gave their all and their oil, lost their friend, about still operating and walking in the dream that God gave them? You show them Joseph's journey.
Yes.
And you tell them to keep going. Mm-hmm. Because that girl who I talked about showed up here today to speak to y'all.
Yes.
Because I realized that the pit, Potiphar's house, and the prison can't stop the move of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may start with me and my resting, but it's not about me.
Amen.
When we wake up, hold Jesus' hand in this prayer.
All right, sister, are you empowered, equipped, and encouraged, or what? To go off of that, I hope that you are feeling the power that was in that clip. That is just a small, imagine being in that energetic state, in that receiving for an hour and a half from Pastor Kalila, from women like her. That is what Fueled by Faith Women's Conference is all about. We are here to pour into you, to give you tangible ways that when you leave this conference, you don't leave just high on Jesus and what he has for you. You leave equipped so you can go through life making your announcement on the daily and the moment by moment. So we invite you to join us for the 2023 Fueled by Faith Women's Conference that is coming this fall, September 29th and 30th. We will open ticket sales up on May 6th. To the public, if you are a member of Fueled by Faith right now, or if you become a member of Fueled by Faith before the 6th, you will have access to exclusive rates for tickets, exclusive bonuses for signing up. So you will want to go ahead and become a member of Fueled by Faith. Get your tickets on the 5th if you're a member, or a 6th if you are a non-member. It will sell out quickly. We are here to glorify God and all that he is doing in and around our lives, but come together as a community doing it together in Jesus' name. Be encouraged today, sister. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.